This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I need some of that I love you more type of love. Some of that you hang up first, where there's no ego or other people and we ain't tripping about who apologizes first, this thing of ours that some people only dream of, that can't nobody get in between of, that I will love you extra even on your bad days, because who wants a perfect love story anyway? To fall in love with someone you actually like as a person, a soul who just can't stand to see you hurting, because me and you are one and the same, and any pain that you feel, shit, I feel the same way. Love where there's reciprocity and you never let my cup run dry or have me feeling like you reap the benefits while taking everything out of me, but a love where you pour into me too. And my cup runs over with the love that I have for myself and all of the extra that you bring to me too. I'll love you more on the days that you can't find nothing about yourself worth loving. Shit, I'll write down a list of things that make you beautiful just to remind you of it. I need some of that I love you more type of love. Welcome back to another episode of Self-Care and Chill with Maui, your favorite self-care relationship podcast. I don't want to toot my own horn, but if the horn is there and the shoe is fitting, then I'm putting it on. So I missed you guys, but I really feel like I'm back in the flow of being super consistent with my business and everything around me. I feel like I'm on a great routine and I'm able to pour into the things that I'm passionate about. So if you're happy that another podcast is dropping this week, then I'm happy that you're happy. I'm definitely going to be trying to drop more episodes more consistently. So that's something I'm really excited about. Something else that I'm super excited about is tomorrow, the Softest Life website finally goes live. And you can shop everything self-care. Yesterday, the website went live for 3 hours for people who subscribe to the email list. And girl, or boy, or whoever is listening, y'all freaking had me in a chokehold. I was so overwhelmed with love and just being excited that so many people ordered in those 3 hours. So hopefully you check the website out, you subscribe, you follow us on Instagram, and you start living your softest life with us. Every month, it'll be new pajamas dropping, new candles, new scents. So many different new things for you to look forward to every month. And I think that's what makes the website so cool. You don't have to just be on a page looking at the same shit every month. A little recap of what's been going on with me is, damn, nothing. We did the New York show. We did the Philly show. Yeah. I'm just excited about the website launch. I will be releasing a Baltimore date and a Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware date soon. So make sure you stay tuned for that. I should be dropping it this week for those two locations. I'm almost finished my new book, So Much to Unlearn Together. That's more relationship-based things that a lot of people go through in relationships, along with loving yourself and focusing on yourself, of course. I feel like my work ethic right now is so, I'm really on this adrenaline rush of just me relaxing all those months of being pregnant, not doing those shows, taking care of the baby. I feel like now the baby is about to be 5 months. I'm in a really good place, y'all. I can't wait to freaking be doing shows, being outside with y'all, dropping more podcast episodes, writing this book, dropping the book, signing books. I'm so happy to be in the swing of what I love to do that. Listen, can't nobody stop me. I'm on a high off of life. So today's topic for the podcast, I hate that I keep saying today's podcast topic is making sure that you can basically reciprocate what you require of everybody else. Making sure that you are showing up as what you're looking for. Making sure you can reciprocate what you require. A lot of people are looking for people to show up in areas in their life where they lack and they are looking for void fillers. Making sure that you are not one of those people. And when I say that, I think one of the main things that I hear a lot of guys talking about or a lot of people talking about is my girlfriend. Now, it's a difference from being affectionate and it's a difference from being clingy and insecure. So I know there's been times where as though like, I just love my man. Like, I just want to live inside of his skin. I just love him so much. He treats me so good. I just want to kiss and hug him just all day long. Then there's other times where I've been in a relationship and I've been insecure about what my man does when he's not around me. So I'm always trying to take up all his time. I feel like one of the main red flags with me being in one of those kind of relationships was the fact that I couldn't even enjoy myself when I was hanging out with my girlfriends. I would be constantly thinking about what he's doing. I'm texting him while I'm in the club, trying to FaceTime him to see him where he at, like what the background look like, if it's people around him talking. If you are in one of them kind of relationships, when I tell you that shit emotionally drains you so bad and so deep, for you to be with somebody that you don't trust, for you to be with somebody that you have to clock their every move and you talking about, well, I'm just clingy or I'm just affectionate. No, you just don't trust this person. So that's a big difference. Or the times where we've been in a relationship and we don't really feel that good about ourselves. So we are looking for our partner to constantly give us compliments all the time. Or you didn't say I look nice. You didn't say I look beautiful. You didn't say nothing about my hair. Whereas though they feel like they constantly have to make sure that, let me make sure I say she look nice. Let me make sure that I compliment her on this. Let's take a step back and remind ourselves that the people that we love are also their own individual person who also has to show up for their own self too, along with showing up for us. Being with you should literally feel like being with myself or feel better. If being with you feels draining, exhausting, like it's just this never-ending cycle of you not being satisfied or pleased, that's not some place that I want to be. And I know a lot of times we hear people talk about how these men want somebody to be their peace, or listen, sometimes peace for somebody is not freaking you cooking and cleaning and you doing all of these things. Sometimes peace for some people is just us leaving them alone for a little while. Us allowing them to have a couple hours to themselves. Us allowing them to still, not even allowing, but us just, yeah, allowing. We can use the word allowing. I don't want to make it seem like we're giving people permission, but letting them go and be who they are. Be comfortable in their skin. Continue to do the things that they love to do. And then have the energy and time and effort to love me. Some of us are so caught up in our own shit of how we feel about ourselves personally that we don't realize that it's pouring over into our relationships, and that is the most draining thing about being in relationships with us. I literally know, because I've been that person. Like, I've been the person where as though I've been so insecure in a relationship that I was constantly looking for validation from my partner. So my partner had to tell me I'm beautiful all the time. He had to compliment me all the time. We had to do every single thing together. I really kind of cut off my girlfriends and didn't really have no friends at the time, because like everything I did was with them. When they would go out and hang out with their friends, I would be so mad, so jealous, so upset. Like, I didn't just spend 4 weeks straight in a row with this person. And the moment they want to do something for themselves, I'm upset because I don't have a life. I don't have my own personal life or my friends anymore, because I gave all of those things up to be up under a man. And now that he still has his life, I'm upset. And that's the one thing that us women do a lot that men don't really do that often, is we are always willing to cut off our social life to be laid up or to be in love. But when we see that he's still going to the gym, or he's still going to go play cards, he's still taking guys trips, we're upset, because it's like, I don't get to do those things. I'm not going on trips and stuff like that, but I could. But I'm the one who decided that, oh, I'm in a relationship now. I don't want to hang out with nobody. That's why it's so important for you to remember that you are yours before you are anybody else's. Before you are in a relationship, you are an individual. Stop getting in these relationships and then forgetting who you are. You are able to take care of you, have a social life, and still be in a happy relationship. It's so many people that literally forget that they're in it. They forget that they're an individual and they only know how to show up as a romantic partner. So they say, fuck my personal life and the things that I love to do and the things that I was doing. That's why you see so many people don't know how to be in relationships and also be disciplined and successful in other areas of their life. They get in a relationship, they get the happy weight, they stop going to the gym, they don't want to do overtime at their job no more, they don't want to go on trips, they literally let go of their own routine. It takes so much discipline to say, you know what, I'm in love, this feels good, I enjoy being in love, but I also enjoy going to the gym 3 times a week and having my self-care moments. I also enjoy mimosas with my girlfriends on Saturdays. I also enjoy a little wind down Wednesday with a drink or two and some food, hanging with my family. And then when I'm done those things, I can come home or go talk to, be on the phone with my man. You don't have to choose. It does not have to be one or the other. You're able to do all of these things. Granted, sometimes some area in your life may get the shorter end of the stick, but stop giving up your whole life to be in a relationship. And then we get out of these relationships and we talk about how lost we are. I don't know who I am anymore. I wasted so many years. I have to get to know myself all over again. It's because so many people forget that they are individuals. You are yours before you are anybody else's. That's it. Before you can show up or want anybody to show up for you in any type of capacity, you got to know how to be there for yourself. If you are insecure within yourself, I can tell you that you are beautiful a million times and you're not going to believe it. Because you're looking for me to overcompensate or fill some type of void that was already there when I got here. It's literally nothing that I can do or say to convince you or change your mind. You got to feel that way about yourself. And stop being offended when your partners call you out on your shit or they notice it and they say something about it. I'm the one who got to be here. I'm the one who has to be in a relationship with you. So if I see something that I feel like is a red flag, I'm going to speak on it. You insecure. You too clingy. Like, I feel like being with you is just overbearing. And we don't got to say stuff in a way where it's going to hurt somebody's feelings. But for us to make progress and to make things work with the people that we love, listen, we got to be honest. We definitely can't be lying to people. It's just too much to lie. And a lie doesn't benefit us because we are the ones who have to stay in a relationship with these people. So let's just make sure that we are showing up as what we are looking for. That's the main moral of the story. I'm exactly who I would want to be in a relationship with, period. I meet the standards of my own expectations and requirements. I'm constantly pouring into myself. I'm constantly showing up for myself. I'm exactly who I would want to be with. But I'm also loving people how they want to be loved. I'm paying attention to my partner because I'm able to pay attention to myself. Anybody that I'm in a relationship with is the mirror of who I am. I'm able to love you this way because of how I love me. I'm able to treat you this good because of how I treat myself. Everything that I give off, everything that I say, any way that I treat you is a direct reflection of how I treat myself. Also, catch yourself when you overextended and you being a people pleaser to these bare minimum relationships or these people who don't really deserve you or they don't give you nothing back in return. And we think by doing this, it'll make them love us more or it'll make them reciprocate. Or they'll see how much of a great person that we are. Please catch yourself when you see yourself doing it. When you see yourself doing it, doing too much, overextending, creating fantasies and scenarios in your head, and that's not how it is in reality, please catch yourself before it goes too far. Because like they say, the takers, they don't have a limit. The receivers, they ain't got no limits. So it's up to you to know, like, I'm doing too much or I'm not being poured back into. It's not being reciprocated. I'm a people pleaser or I seek validation from my partner. So sometimes I find myself doing a little bit too much to gain acceptance. And sometimes it's not even in relationships. Sometimes we do this in friendships. And you, the friend, is always going out your way for everybody else. You the best gift giver. You throw surprise parties. You just out here loving everybody else the way you want somebody to love and show up for you while you get nothing in return. And like I said on the last episode, it's not about expecting something, but I definitely want to be amongst the company who naturally want to show up for me in the same way. Not in the exact same way, but with the same enthusiasm. I naturally want to be in a circle of people who also think of me the way I think of them. The way I think of my friends and the people I love with ideas and wanting to do nice things for them, I hope that I'm surrounded by people who also will want to do the same things for me. And I'll catch myself when I realize or I see or notice that I'm constantly doing this for everybody else and nobody even ever thinks of checking on me or being there for me or doing something nice for me. So if somebody asks you right now what makes you happy and the answer is making other people happy, I think that you should really go back to the drawing board and really focus on yourself a little bit more, because that used to be my answer. Making other people happy used to make me happy. Nowadays, making other people do make me happy, but that's not the happiest thing on the earth for me. It's on the list. Like, I do enjoy making other people happy and helping others. It sounds like such the textbook answer. But one of the main things that make me happy is peace and quiet. Relaxing. Eating shrimp and grits by myself. Any type of breakfast food mainly, but I love shrimp and grits. Eating breakfast alone. Being able to take my time and not being in a rush with stuff. Like taking my time to clean or do laundry. Just really being in no rush to be anywhere or to do anything. Those are the type of things that make me happy. Being able to do things and be mindful. Not being on my phone. Really enjoying time with my kids and being present. Another thing that really makes me happy is watching shows with my man. Just laying on his chest and like getting the warmness from his body and watching something together that we probably going to fall asleep watching anyway. Those things like really are meaningful to me. Making other people happy, yes. It's not in the top though. Talking to y'all is in the top though. Surprisingly, even though y'all get on my goddamn nerves, talking to y'all as this is definitely on the top of things that make me happy. Only because I don't even know why I even talk to y'all, honestly. I don't even know. I don't even want to make up a lie on why talking to y'all make me happy, because y'all definitely, all y'all do is stress me out. Send me DMs all day. Send me topics. Send me questions. Send me advice. Tell me about your man. I give you the advice. You don't listen. You don't leave. Nothing changes. It stresses me out all the time. But nonetheless, I guess it's some humor and comedy in it, and that's probably why I'm still over here dealing with you. That has to be. That has to be the reason, is that you're kind of funny. So that's the only reason I didn't break up with y'all yet. But really, consider what makes you happy. Maybe that could be a project for today, of making a list of things that really bring you peace and really make you happy, that doesn't involve other people. Things that you really enjoy that you do by yourself. Not things that involve other people. So making sure that we meet the standards of our own expectations, making sure that we can reciprocate what we require, making sure that we're constantly remembering that we are ours before we are anybody else's, and that we are individual, and not forgetting yourself in the process. So I feel like those are the main messages. In the process of being loved, in the process of falling in love and dating and being intimate and building relationships, not forgetting about me. I am mine before I am anybody else's, and I'm going to remain an individual. I'm going to continue to do things that I love to do. I'm going to continue to show up for myself. I'm going to continue to hang out with my friends. I'm going to continue to do things that make me feel good. Don't forget about yourself on the way. I don't want you to look back and say, I lost myself here. I don't know who I am. I don't do anything for me. I don't take care of myself. Which is a lot of people's story when they get out these relationships. So even though this episode was kind of short, I hope somebody listening got exactly what they needed. They got it, the confirmation. I hope that I was able to help somebody today. I hope that maybe y'all hear my baby in the background. I hope that y'all was able to reconsider how you go about relationships and how you operate when you're in them, the way you love people, the way you give. Have you been seeking validation from your partners? Are you looking for your partner to fill a bunch of voids? Because one thing I know for sure is if you can't make yourself happy, if you don't know how to do that by yourself, you will constantly be giving your partner this unrealistic list of what it takes to make you happy. And then you'll finally get what you want, and the shit won't be enough. So you'll be begging somebody to change, begging somebody to do this, begging them to treat you right. But if you don't know how to make yourself happy, they will finally give it to you, and you'll be wondering why you still aren't satisfied. Why am I still not happy? Why do I still feel like this is not enough? Because some of us actually don't know what makes us happy. All we're doing is talking about what we think will make us happy, what we think we would enjoy, what we think we would appreciate. Get to know yourself. And listen, before I go, because you know I always say I'm about to go and then I don't be going and I'll be having one more thing to say. Don't feel bad if you don't know what makes you happy and you don't know who you are. I tell y'all all the time, when I started my self-love journey, I hated being with myself. I didn't know her. I don't know what makes her happy. I don't know what she likes to do. I only know what she likes to do when she's in a relationship. I got all of my validation and all my self-worth from my partners. Being alone, I dreaded being alone. I would be alone and I'd be crying, or I'd be texting five people just to distract me until I fall asleep. Like, I had to have company. I had to be around my friends. I had to be just distracting myself from the reality of I don't have nobody. And it's okay, because I would rather be alone and be in the presence of bad company. I would rather be by myself than be in bed with somebody feeling like I'm by myself anyway. So listen, do not be hard on yourself. Do not beat yourself up. Do not feel like you got to figure this shit out overnight. Every day is a baby step. Every day is progress. This journey that you're on, this healing, you're going to be doing this shit forever. So don't be rushing or thinking that you got to get your shit together in a month. Oh, Molly, I've been on my self-care journey for a month. I'm ready to date. Listen, we could heal. We could date. Listen, shit don't got to get put on pause. We just got to make sure that we're being accountable with everything that we're doing. We're paying attention and doing the inner work and self-reflecting. In the midst of us making decisions or doing certain things, we got to make sure that we are constantly just doing the inner work and paying attention to how we operate, the way we talking to people, how we handling situations, and being honest with yourself. These people that can't grow is the people that keep lying to themselves. You have to be honest, even if it's some shit that you don't want to hear. You listen, I'm going to save this other topic for another time. But I had a good conversation yesterday, and we was talking about people that have sex with a bunch of people. And I was basically saying, like, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, it's just nothing. And if I have urges and I got to get pleased and all these different things. Nobody want to tap into exactly what will make you want to exchange energy and be intimate with a person that you barely even know just for one night. Like, do we value our bodies, our health, and all of these different things, or does it really, really mean nothing to us and it's just a sexual act of intimacy? And if so, why do you look at it that way? Like, what about it doesn't really mean that much to you? Especially as a woman, because we are more of the ones who, we have more of a sacredness with the way we go about things. Men, they're actually just, when I think, I love men, I really do. But when I think of them, I just think of wild animals, and they grow and they evolve. And it's a lot of great men, great, beautiful men. But some of them just grow and mature a little bit slower than others. So when I think of them, I just really think of like teenage boys that's just at recess, just acting crazy, just no home training. So that'll be the next topic that we'll talk about. But I hope everybody enjoys their self-care Sunday. I hope everybody got something from this podcast today that they needed to hear. And if you are one of those people that are in relationships and you are looking for your partner to fill a void that is inside of you or show up for you in a way that you don't know how to show up for yourself, listen, apologize. Say, you know what? I'm sorry. I've been begging you to show up for me in a way that I need to show up for myself. Now, we're not going to be blind to a motherfucker that's being around us and ain't doing shit. Because I still might need you to do what I asked you to do or show up for me in that way. But if I start showing up for myself in that way also, I might realize that I don't even need you to show up at that big of a capacity that I thought. I might realize that I don't need you to show up for me as much as I thought I did in this area. And I may only need a little bit from you. So it's just something to think about it. Anyways, I hope everybody has a great self-care Sunday, and I will see you guys next week, because next week I am dropping a podcast episode 2 because I'm being consistent. Yes. Enjoy y'all day, and I hope this inspires anybody else out there to start being consistent too.